Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Forgive the host with the horse voice. I have been with 9 to 11-year-olds this weekend, and I have had a ball, but you get a little noisy when you're with a lot of noisy children. So forgive the voice. It's from cheering them on as they went around the go-kart track and, you know, giving them a lot of encouragement to do great things. So I had a great weekend. Your host went down, what do you call it, the tube at amusement park, water park, and I'm like, okay, I don't believe I did this, but okie dokie. And then I found out after the fact that the one I went down was the most terrifying of the two. So, yeah, go Minister Bridget, our pastor in these days. But I'm thanking God for all of you. I'm thanking God for a wonderful trip with some wonderful children. I had a great time and thanking my girls for traveling with me and keeping me awake as I went an hour, no, almost 2 hours out of my way because my GPS did not work the way it was supposed to. So instead of a trip being 5 hours, it was 7 plus another 3.5 on top of it. So I was supposed to be home, I believe, by 7 or 8 o'clock last night, and it was about 11. So it's all right, but I'm feeling good. I just sound horrible, but I am feeling great, and I'm thanking God for waking me up this morning, closed in my right mind. And the time I woke up, I realized when you added all the numbers up, it was completeness. So I thank God for the completeness of this morning. But before we get into our Old Testament word, as I said, we did it a little different. On Friday, we had our New Testament word plus our Psalms and Proverbs for Monday, for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So today I'm going to be in the Chronicles, Second Chronicles, chapter 28 through chapter 35. We're going to get started very shortly, but I wanted to share my scripture that I received this morning, and it just touched my heart because I felt like the Lord sent that scripture just for me, and I hope you feel the same way. And it is the scripture for this morning's Bible Gateway. And I tell you, these people are wonderful. And it is a word from Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Isn't that a word to touch your heart? When you are driving and it's dark and you don't like driving at night, and your plans were, I'm going to get everything done. I'm going to get a move on, and I'm not going to be at night. I'm leaving, you know, and you think you got it all planned, and you get totally discombobulated. Takes you totally off your game. and off your square. But then it goes on to tell us, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And I can honestly say, I did not get tired after not getting a lot of sleep. My God, when I fell into my bed last night, all I can say is I slept like a baby. It was wonderful to be in the peace and quiet of my own bed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because I was laughing with one of my baby's grandmothers on last evening, because the kids don't believe you when you say y'all snore. They're like, oh, no, we don't snore. And you're like, yes, you do. They're like, no, we don't. We don't snore. I said, okay. I just waited. And so I taped them yesterday morning. And I can tell you, they are, and all the young women that I chaperoned are part of Youthful Voices of Praise, which is our youth praise team. And so they're all fantastic. And when I say fantastic singers, they are all fantastic singers. These young women are great. And they snore. And when I played it for them, they laughed so hard. And I laughed with the grandmothers last night, because it was like one would go up, one would come down, one would bring it all in. And one said, forget y'all, I'm not snoring at all. And she slept separate and apart because she was like, uh-uh, they snored too loud. So she made sure she got the pull-out, blow-up mattress, and she had a nice, comfy sleeping bag, and she was not, and a good stuffed pillow, and she was not playing around. So she was my quiet one. But they were so funny, and, you know, it's great when you can laugh with children. You know, sometimes kids think that all we do is fuss and give orders. You need to learn to laugh with your children. Learn to laugh and to have a good time. Sometimes we take life so serious that we forget to enjoy the small things. We forget to thank God for his grace and his mercy. We forget to just say, Lord, you are in charge. And as we've been going through this horrible pandemic called COVID-19, and it has been ending a lot of people, we've got to pray for our brothers and sisters who walk in fear of COVID, who walk in fear of being vaccinated, who walk in fear, because God would not have given you vaccines if God didn't create them. So I'm saying to those out there who are trying to wrap themselves in the blood of Jesus, and, oh, well, no, but when God says do, do. When you hear the voice of God that says, get vaccinated, I am with you, vaccinated. Yes, I still wear my mask. And as you can see, I'm hoarse and somewhat congested. But I know I'm all right because I trust God. As this word this morning from Isaiah just said, and I'm going to read it one more time, and then we're going to get into our words. If there's anyone out there who's like, Mr. Bridget, you sound horrible, I'll read for you. Just push the number one on your phone, and I will give you the scriptures to read if it is God's will. And the word of God comes from Isaiah 41, verse 10. And I say it one more time. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And we can all say together, thank you, Lord God. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning with humble hearts and a mind open and ready to receive a word from you, Lord God. as the song says, my hands are lifted high and my heart is ready to receive a message from you, Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your sight, Father, for you are my strength and you are my redeemer. You are my one and only. You are my righteous Father. You are my lovely and wonderful and mighty God. You are my friend. Every hair on my head. You know my heart. You know my mind. You know my spirit. You know the needs. You know everything about me, God. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for lifting me up. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, ready to go to work for you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for removing tiredness from my body on yesterday, that I could drive extra hours, that I could do what I needed to do, because, Lord, I don't know why you took me a different way, but you do. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for watching over me. Thank you, Lord, for watching over my mother and the children that you put in my care. Lord God, I ask you to give me strength today to do the work you have called me to do. I ask you, Lord God, to give me insight over this word that you have given me to read today. I ask you, Lord, for a voice to speak. I ask you, Lord, for a mind clear of clutter. I ask you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy to cover me and mine and all those listening on this blog, listening now and listening later, that the doors of the church are open, oh God, that we need to come into your house, cleanse your house, consecrate your house, and be good stewards of your house. For Lord God, so many doors are closed to you. Too many doors are closed for praise. Too many doors are closed for worship. Too many doors are closed. And Father, we're asking you to open the doors of your house to those that need to receive a word from you can receive it. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Increase as I decrease, Lord God. Let this word be a sweet aroma to your nostrils. For Lord, I humbly sacrifice and give myself away, Father God, so you can use me on this day and always. Again, I pray, use me, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who truly is the source of my strength. And he has said, I am with you. I will never leave you. Oh, hallelujah. That's a word all by itself. I thank God for his word, and it is a good word this morning. We are coming out of 2 Chronicles. We're talking the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. Some have been great. Some have been horrible. Some have been anointed and blessed by God, and some have been cursed because they did evil things unto the Lord. And so we're getting ready to talk about good, bad, and ugly in our word today. But the one that stuck out to me is the doors of the house are open. The doors of the house of the Lord are open. And as we, again, have spoken on this pandemic, many of the Lord's houses have been closed, and many are still closed. But the word that God gave me, the doors are open in the house of the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This body that we carries in the houses, our spirit is a house of God, and we need to open our doors to receive whatever it is that God has for you and wants you to do. We have closed our doors. And as we have looked at this word, Israel closed their doors Judah closed their doors and did evil things. Did evil things. The kings allowed sacrilege. The kings allowed so many. Getting our word this morning. Second Chronicles chapter 28 through 29. And it says, Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord, as his father David had done. For he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made molded images for the Baals. He burned incense in the valley of the sons of Hinnom and burned his children in the fire according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense on high places, on the hills, and under every green tree. For the Lord his God delivered him into the hand of the king of Syria. They defeated him and carried away a great multitude of them as captives and brought them to Damascus. And he was also delivered into the hand of the king of Israel, who defeated him with a great slaughter. For Pekah, the son of Ramah, was killed 120,000 in Judah in one day, all valiant men, because they have forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. Zechari, a mighty man of Ephraim, killed Mishael, the son of Ekrakim, the officer of the house of Elkaniah, who was second to the king. And the children of Israel carried away captive. Come on now. Carrying away captives, their brothers and sisters. Carrying away captives of their brothers and sisters. God does not want us to hurt each other. But as we continue, it says, and the children of Israel carried away captive their brethren. 200,000 women, sons and daughters, and they also took away much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Obed, and he went out before the army and came to Samaria and said to them, look, because the Lord God of your fathers was angry with Judah, he has delivered them into your hand, but you have killed them in a rage that reaches up to heaven, and now you propose to force the children of Judah and Jerusalem to be your male and female slaves. Oh, boy. But are you not also guilty before the Lord your God? Now hear me, therefore, and return the captive whom you have taken captive from your brethren, for the fourth wrath of the Lord is upon you. And some of the heads of the children of Ephraim, Azirah, the son of Jehanan, Berachai, the son of Meshulamah, Hezekiah, the son of Shalom, and Amasa, the son of Hadad, stood up against those who came from the war and said to them, you shall not bring the captives here, for we already have offended the Lord. You intend to add to our sins and to our guilt, for our guilt is great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel. So the armed men left the captives and spoils before the leaders and all the assembly. Then the men who were designated by name rose up and took the captives, and from the spoils they clothed all who were naked among them, dressed them and gave them sandals, food and drink, and anointed them, and they left. All the feeble ones ride on donkeys. So they brought them to their brethren at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. At the same time, King Ahaz sent to the kings of Assyria to help him. For again, the Edomites had come attacked Judah and carried away captives. The Philistines also had invaded the cities of the lowlands and of the south of Judah and had taken Beth Shemesh, Ajalon, Gederoth, Shechem, and its villages, Timnah and his villages, Gimzo and his villages, and they dwelt there. For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel. For he had encouraged moral decline in Judah and had been continually unfaithful to the Lord. Also, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to him and distressed him and did not assist him. For Ahaz took part of the treasuries from the house of the Lord, from the house of the king, and from the leaders, and gave it to the king of Assyria, but he did not help him. Now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. That is King Ahaz, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, I will sacrifice to them that they may help me. But they were the ruin of him and of all Israel. So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and made for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem, and in every single city of Judah. He made high places to burn incense and to other gods and provoke the anger of the Lord God of his fathers. Now the rest of his acts and all his ways, from first to last, indeed, they are written in the book of Kings of Judah and Israel. So Ahaz wrestled with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of Jerusalem. But they did not bring him into the tombs of the kings of Israel. Then Hezekiah, his son, reigned in his place. And it says Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old. And look at that. 2 + 5 = 7, complete. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, and his daughter was Zechariah. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. No, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. God's house has got to be open, the physical house and the spiritual house. God's house should not be closed unless it's renovation being done. The house of the Lord should be going, should be open. I just feel in my heart we have closed so many doors to God's house that God is like, okay, where are people? Because as we know, it's summertime, folks get complacent. They don't want to go to church. They don't even want to listen to church on the radio, on the Facebook or nothing. They just want to, we don't have our door. Our church is closed. And turn over, fall back to sleep, get up, go golfing. And I live near a golf course. And I look out the window, and golfers are out there early in the morning on Sunday. More golfers on the, more folks on the golf course than in churches. And I'm out there looking, I'm like, they are having a good time. Got the little carts, got the little golfing outfits on. And the doors of the church are closed. God wants his house open. Your house, the house that your spirit resides in, needs to be open to receive a word from the Lord. And it goes on to tell us, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Then he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them in the east square and said to them, hear me, Levites, now sanctify yourself. Sanctify the house of the Lord, God of your fathers, and carry out the rubbish from the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done evil in the eyes of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him, have turned their faces away from the dwelling place of the Lord and turned their backs on him. They have also shut up the doors of the vestibule, put out the lamps, and have not burnt incense or offered burnt offerings in the holy place to the God of Israel. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord fell upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has given them up to trouble, to desolation, and to jeering, as you see with your eyes. For indeed, because of this, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our daughters, sons and daughters, and our wives are in captivity. You think that through. Wondering why so many things are going on with people of God. Because we forgot how to open the house of God. We have gotten some complacent. And in some cases, we have totally gone opposite direction of who we are. You got people of God cussing folks out, calling folks out of their names. We talking people of God. Why? Because they've allowed their doors of their church to close. They've allowed the doors of their house to close. And so the Spirit has no way to light up because they've turned off the lamps. They've allowed rubbish in the house of God. They've allowed rubbish in the house of God. And as we continue in this word, it says, now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, do not be negligent. Now for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense. The house of God should be open. And then he said that these Levites arose, Mahias, the son of Eshmashad, Joel, the son of Azariah, the sons of the Korahites, the sons of Merai, Kish, and sons of Abdi, and Azir, the son of Jael, of the Gershonites, Jah, the son of Zimlah, and Eden, the son of Jah, and the sons of Ephraim, Shimri, Jael, of the sons of Ezra, Zechariah, and Medaniah, of the sons of Heman, Jael, and Shimai, and the sons of Jedidah, Shemariah, and Uzziel. God wants his house open, y'all. And it goes on to tell us, and they gathered their brethren, sanctified themselves, and went according to the commandment of the king, at the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. Then the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the debris they had found in the temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it out and carried it to the brook of Kedron. That's like they garbage heap. And they began to sanctify on the first day of the first month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the vestibule of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 18 days. On the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went to King Hezekiah and said, cleanse all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offerings with all its articles, and the table of the showbread with all its articles. Moreover, all the articles which King Ahaz in his reign had cast aside in his transgression, we have prepared and sanctified. They are before the altar of the Lord. Then King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought seven bulls, seven rams, seven lambs, seven male goats for a stain offering for the kingdom, for the sanctuary, and for Judah. Then he commanded the priests of the sons of Aaron to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bulls, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, they killed the ram and sprinkled the blood on the altar. They also killed the lambs and sprinkled the blood on the altar. Then they brought out the male goats for the sin offering before the king and assembly, and they laid their hands on them, killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering be made for all Israel. And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with stringed instruments, and with harps according to the commandment of David, of Gad, the king's seer, and of Nathan the prophet. For thus was the commandment of the Lord by his prophets. The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offerings on the altar. And when the burnt offerings began, the song of the Lord also began with the trumpets and with the instruments of David, king of Israel. So all the assembly worshipped, the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. All this continued until the burnt offerings were finished. When they had finished offering, the king and all who were present with him bowed and worshipped. Moreover, King Hezekiah and the leaders commanded the Levites to sing praise to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. So they sang praises with gladness, bowed their heads, and worshipped. Woo, hallelujah. They bowed their heads and worshipped. We got to get back into worship in the church. We got to get back to singing the hymns of old. We got to get back, whoo, hallelujah, to lifting up the name of Jesus. There are songs that are out there that don't say nothing about God. Don't say nothing about Jesus. Don't lift up your hands or lift up your hands until they heal from whence your help comes from. It's all about me and not about you songs these days. And we got to get out of it because it sounds good. So is it a song of worship? Is it a song of worship? Are you lifting up the name of Jesus today in your house of the Lord? Come on, we got to give songs and praises to God. We got to call on his name. Then Hezekiah answered and said, now that you have consecrated yourself to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices, thank offerings into the house of the Lord. So the assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, 200 lambs, and all these were for burnt offerings to the Lord. The consecrated things were 600 bulls, 3,000 sheep, but the priests were too few so that they could not skin all the burnt offerings. Therefore, their brothers, the Levites, helped them until the work was ended, until the other priests had sanctified themselves, for the Levites were more diligent in sanctifying themselves than the priests. Also, the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the beast offering, and with the drink offering, and for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. Then Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people, since the event took place so suddenly. The doors of the Lord's house need to be opened. We need to open our hearts, minds, and spirits to the Lord. Some life lessons from chapter 28 to 29 from Dr. Charles Stanley. First is this, 28 and 6, because it deals with kill 120,000 Judah. This is the king, that this is the slaughter of brothers against brothers. And then you go try to take your brothers and sisters into slavery. Come on now. It says, even multitudes of valiant men cannot prosper when they forsake the living God. The Lord promised that if his people abandon him, I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 17. God hid his face from his children, and it was brother against brother, children into captivity. But God always sends a prophet, and the prophets that are us not today. He will not do this abomination. He's in trouble now because of the other stuff he done did. God is trying to talk to us today. The question is, are we listening? King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord. God wants to use our times of distress to bring us closer to him, not to drive us farther away. We usually learn more in our valley experiences than in our mountaintops. And I can say, yes, Lord, it's the truth. When I went through, I learned to depend on God and to have a smile on my face and joy in my heart because I know that God had me covered. If somebody wants to depth you down to the lowest low, smile on your face and joy in your heart because you know in the end you will win. Hallelujah. You will win. Because when God is on your side, when God goes before you, nothing and no one, not government, not anybody can keep you away from what is yours because nothing can stand before us when God goes before us. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 2. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David had done. Hezekiah's father Ahaz was not a good example. However, Hezekiah still knew whose life to pattern his own after. Of course, King David had fame as a man after God's heart. Even in Acts chapter 13, verse 22, they talk about it. And was a splendid model for many kings like Hezekiah. Even if you do not come from the best Christian family, you still have many excellent examples to imitate in Scripture, and the Holy Spirit will teach you how to be more like Christ. So look to the Bible for how to live the Spirit-filled Christian life. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God. And it goes on to tell us in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 36, Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people since the events took place so suddenly. And then Dr. Stanley says, good things can happen suddenly when God goes ahead of us to prepare hearts. We can rejoice that he makes it a habit to go ahead of his obedient people. No, he said obedient. So many times we are not obedient to God. We do us. I'm going to do me. And understand doing me will get you absolutely nothing. We got to do God. We got to have faith that our Father is moving and that he's making a way out of no way for us. The devil can't do anything unless God allows it. So understand, it is all good with you. The Lord's house are open. We got to open God's doors. The doors are open in the house of the Lord today. We got to open our doors, y'all. Open the doors of God's house. Let him come in. Let him rest. Let him take a seat. Let him minister to your heart, to your mind, and to your spirit. Hallelujah. Help him. Let him help you to love, to forgive, to lift up and not tear down. We ask God to cover each of you today as he opens his doors. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles chapter 30. It says, and Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah and all who wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh that they should come to the house of the Lord at Jerusalem to keep the Passover to the Lord God of Israel. For the king and his leaders and all the assembly in Jerusalem had agreed to keep the Passover in the second month, for they could not keep it at regular times. A sufficient number of priests had not been consecrated themselves, nor had the people gathered together at Jerusalem. And the manner pleased the king and all the assembly, so they resolved to make a proclamation throughout all Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and that they should come to keep the Passover to the Lord God of Israel at Jerusalem, since they had not done it for a long time in the prescribed manner. Then the runners went throughout all of Israel and Judah with the letters from the king and his leaders and spoke according to the command of the king. Children of Israel returned to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Then he will escape from the hand of the kings. Asylum, that's not correct. It says he will return to the remnant of you who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. And do not be like your fathers and your brothers who trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers so that he gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and enter his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. But if you return to the Lord, your brothers and your children will be treated with compassion by those who lead them captive, so that they may come back to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn his face from you if you return to him. We got to return to God. Nation has got to return to God. People are dying again because they have turned away from God and have closed his houses. We've got to return to God. We've got to return to God. So the runners passed from city to city through the country of Ephraim and Manasseh. As for a Zebulun, but they laughed at them and mocked them. Nevertheless, some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem. Also, the hand of God was on Judah to give them singleness of heart to obey the command of the king and the leaders of the word of the Lord, at the word of the Lord. Now, many people, a very great assembly, gathered at Jerusalem to keep the feast of unleavened bread. In the second month, they also took away the altars and were in Jerusalem. And they took away all the incense altars and cast them into the brook of Kedron. Then they slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed and sanctified themselves and brought the burnt offerings to the house of the Lord. They stood in their place according to their custom, according to the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests sprinkled the blood received from the hand of the Levites. But there were many in the assembly who had not sanctified themselves. Therefore, the Levites had charge of the slaughter of the Passover lambs for everyone who was not clean to sanctify them to the Lord. For a multitude, the people of the people, many from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves yet. They ate the Passover contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, may the good Lord provide atonement for everyone who has prepared his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he is not cleansed according to the purifications of the sanctuary. And the Lord listened to Hezekiah and healed the people. Can y'all say with me, the doors of the church of the Lord are open. Children of Israel who were present at Jerusalem kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with great gladness, and that Levites and the priests praise the Lord day by day, singing to the Lord, accompanied by loud instruments. And Hezekiah gave encouragement to all the Levites who taught the good knowledge of the Lord, and they ate throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offering and making confession to the Lord God of their fathers. Then the whole assembly agreed to keep the feast another 7 days. Oh, Lord, they were having revival. And with gladness, for King Hezekiah Judah gave to the assembly 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep. And the leaders gave to the assembly. Goodness gracious, thank you, Lord. 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep and a great number of priests sanctified themselves. The whole assembly of Judah rejoiced also. The priests Levites, all the assembly that came from Israel, the sojourners who came from the land of Israel, and those who dwell in Judah. Oh, Lord, thank you. So there was great joy in Jerusalem. But since the time of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the priests, Levites, arose and blessed the people. And their voice was heard. Their voices were heard. And their prayers came up to his holy dwelling place in heaven. We got to sanctify, consecrate, and get ourselves in order for the Lord God to use. I don't care how tired you are. When God says move, you got to move. Because his word is that important. I thank God this morning for his grace and mercy. I thank God this morning for him waking me up. I thank God this morning that he has given us a new day to give him honor, to give him glory, and to give him praise. For he is God and God alone. We are his children, and we lay at his throne. Hallelujah. And as we finish up this morning, because we will not have time to get into two of our days, but there will be a longer show tomorrow. We will be about an hour and a half, and maybe and on Wednesday, we will be back to our hour Thursday, back to our Friday hour. And if we are not back on track, there will be a potential Saturday show to get us back into the groove and back on track by our date so that we will be in order to finish our work by December 31st, God willing. We're going to finish up our lesson today in chapter 31 of the book of 2 Chronicles. And it says this, now when all of this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah and broke the sacred pillars in pieces, cut down the wooden mains. I'm sorry. Let's start this over. Because your sister here had a moment there. Just now when all of this was finished, all Israel who were present went out to the city of Judah, broke the sacred pillars in pieces, cut down the wooden images, and threw down the high places and the altars from all Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned to their own cities, every man to his possession. And Hezekiah appointed the divisions of the priests and the Levites according to their division, each man according to his service, the priests and the Levites for their burnt offerings, peace offerings. Thanking God this morning to serve, to give thanks, to praise to the gates of the camp of the Lord. The king also appointed a portion of his possessions for the burnt offerings, for the morning and evening burnt offerings, for the burnt offerings for the Sabbath and the new moons, and set feasts as it is written in the law of the Lord. Moreover, he commanded the people who dwelt in Jerusalem to contribute support for the priests and the Levites that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. And soon as the command was circulated, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of grain and wine, oil and honey, and all the produce of the field. And they brought in abundantly the tithe of everything. And the children of Israel and Judah, who dwelt in the cities of Judah, brought the tithe of oxen and sheep, also the tithe of holy things which were consecrated to the Lord their God. They laid in heaps. Oh my goodness, they were bringing things in to the house of God because they were happy to have the doors open again. They were happy to be able to sacrifice the right way and with the right God. They were ready to receive whatever it was that God had Lord and his people. Hallelujah, of Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned the priests and the Levites concerning the heathen, and Azariah, the chief priest from the house of Zadok, answered him and said, since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have plenty left, for the Lord has blessed his people. And what is left is the great is this great abundance. Now Hezekiah commanded them to prepare rooms in the house of the Lord, that they may prepare them. Then they faithfully brought in the offerings, the tithes, and the dedicated things. Benaiah, the Levite, had charge of them, and Shemaiah, his brother, was the next. He had everything they needed. And it says, Jael, Azariah, Nathan, Ashel, Jeremoth, Jozabad, Zeal, Ishmael, Mahab, and Benaniah were overseers under the hand of Coniah, and Shemaiah his brother, at the command of Hezekiah the king, and Azariah the ruler of the house of God. Kor the son of Imnah, the Levite, the keeper of the east gate, was over the freewill offerings to God to distribute the offerings of the Lord and the most holy things, and unto him were Eden, Menaniah, Joshua, Shemaiah, Amira, and Shishkaniah, his faithful assistants. His faithful assistants in the cities of the priests to distribute allotments to their brethren by division to the great as well as the small. And understand, when the church had overflow, they started helping people. They start giving to those that were in need. And the doors of the church are open. We should be giving to those in need, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, whether it's shelter, whatever you can give that you have as a church in abundance. You need to share with those that are less fortunate. It says, besides those males from 3 years old and up, who are written in the genealogy, they distribute to everyone who entered the house of the Lord. Did you catch that? They entered the house of the Lord. It says, there's one more time. Besides those males from 3 years old and up who are written in the genealogy, they distribute to everyone who entered the house of the Lord his daily portion for the work of his service by his division. And to the priests who were written in the genealogy according to their father's house, and to the Levites from 20 years old and up according to their work by their division, and to all who were written in the genealogy, their little ones and their wives and sons and daughters, the whole company of them, for in their faithfulness they sanctified themselves in holiness. Also for the sons of Aaron, the priests who were in the fields of the common land of their cities. In every single city, there were men designated by name to distribute portions to all the males amongst the priests and to all who were listed by genealogies among the Levites. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah. He did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the laws and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he was prospered. But I'm going to read that one more time. And it says, thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God, and in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered. We got to do what we're supposed to do for God. Again, not about me, not about you, but for God. when we do what we do for God, everything else falls into place. So I just have a couple more life lessons. And the first is from 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 21. It says, seek his God. To seek his God, he did it with all his heart. So he prospered. Morning, y'all. He says that when we seek the Lord, Dr. Stanley says, with all our heart, the next result is joyful and earnest obedience. True devotion to God changes a person from the inside out so that obedience to the Lord brings them pleasure than to sin. When the heart changes, behavior changes, and obedience always brings blessings. We got to change our heart, change our mind, and change our spirit so that the doors of the Lord's house can be open. Help us to help each other, love on each other, cover your brothers and your sisters from the crowns of their heads to the soles of their feet with the blood of Jesus. Thank you all this morning for joining me and for allowing this not-so-chipper sister to read you the word. But I might not be chipper, but I tell you, I am filled up. I am filled up from the crown of my, from the soles of my feet to the crown of my head. I am filled up with this mighty word of God. It has touched my heart. Really touched my heart. So I say this morning, let God be in charge of your life. Do what you're asked to do by God. And do it cheerfully, because God is a good God. He's wonderful. He loves you beyond measure. Thank you, God. Father God in heaven, we come to you thanking you again for this mighty, mighty word that has been prepared, that you have sent to us. Lord God, we ask that it has touched hearts, minds, and spirits. And Father, as we pray out, Lord, watch between each of us while we are absent one from each other. In the precious and holy name of the Savior, our Savior, Christ Jesus, we pray, believing and trusting in you, Lord God. For all things work for our good because we are called according to your purpose, not our purpose, but your purpose. In the name of Christ Jesus, I thank you. I lift up your name. Amen. And before we get out of here, we have about a minute or so left. A word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. Because we have to have us a Carolyn word. It just touches a heart. And it says this, good morning. The safest place in the world to be is in the will of God. Have a mindful Monday family. And let your church doors be open. Let your house be open. The doors are open in the house of the Lord. And you, each and every one of you, are a temple of God. Allow your doors to open to receive and to bless others with the word from the Lord. Thank you so much, family. It is a wrap.